Happy Wednesday evening, October the 30th, 2019. Wednesday night with Winfrey and Terry Brown. Questions and answers with the Elohim. So also the Elohim group will be present through Terry, her voice. If you want to submit a question, you can do so per email. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Win will go through the questions live on the call and pick those he thinks are most significant. Lots of times he is able to answer all the submitted questions. For tonight, time will tell. We did have a few people join in here live on the conference call. I welcome you, and if you want to, feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, it's Wanda.
Saskatwanda. Welcome, Wanda.
Thank you.
Thank you. And for those that are listening in online through BBS, thank you so much for being here tonight. We are actually at the clock of six. So Wynn will be here shortly. And so will Terry Brown be here shortly. And after this 1 hour show on BBS, we go over to another phone line, another conference call. Let me first welcome the next caller. Good evening, welcome. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn, welcome.
Cold today.
As I was saying, cold?
Yep.
Yes, here too this morning when I got outside, I even checked my window. I thought, oh, could the window be frozen? But that was not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Wynn.
All right. Who's that?
Prudy.
Prudy with a P.
Prudy.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling okay. Thank you. I like the white cream.
And you're still pouring that stuff all over you, right?
Yes.
The white cream.
Yes.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
And another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening, Roger. Welcome.
Good evening. Hi, Don.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley. Well, good evening.
Thank you.
Hi, Shirley.
Questions and answers with the Elohim. If you do have a question that you want to ask our sources, you can do so by submitting your question for email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And I welcome all those listening in online through BBS Radio. Happy Wednesday evening. Thank you for being here.
Are we on BBS now?
Yes, we are.
Check your spam folder, Wynn.
I think your question came in on my regular mail.
Oh,
good.
You know, I moved it out of spam, and then it remembers it, I believe.
Oh.
When do you know about Terry, her whereabouts? Is he aware of her being late a couple of minutes?
Hang on a second.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heist. It's Mary Eileen in Cincinnati.
Good evening, Mary Eileen. Welcome. And another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heist. It's Phyllis in Swim, Washington.
Welcome to you, Phyllis.
Thank you.
We are becoming very quiet, aren't we? Okay, for those of you listening on BBS,
good evening. Welcome to the question and answer call. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
Wynn, what were you starting to say?
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, everybody. Anna, Federal Way, Washington.
Hello, Anna. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello, Anna.
Hey there.
Welcome to the question and answer show. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
I was actually welcoming everybody. Welcome to the question show. But now you're here, so
yes.
Now I can say question and answer.
I see.
Terry is becoming more and more like a star. You know that?
This, especially last Sunday, man. It was so awesome what you guys did the first hour. Especially.
Was that?
You had another caller joined in. Welcome. Please say the location. But only if you want to. Thank you for being here. And welcome all those listening in online through BBS. Thank you for being here. So my son Eddie is submitting a question for tonight's call.
Okay.
Actually, I do it for him.
Did you send it? Send it.
I'm about to.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Antonio in California.
Hello,
hi, Antonio.
Old guy.
Antonio.
Welcome.
Hi, Antonio.
Everyone.
Old guy.
Happy New Year, Antonio.
Yes. You're only as old as you feel, Antonio. That's what I've learned.
Yeah, I'm really old, but I'm...
Someone else joined in here. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Nick from Perth, Western Australia.
Hello, Nick.
Hello,
good evening
Nick.
Or good morning. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you all? How are you?
Hi, good. Nick.
Great.
Awesome.
Is it too late to ask a question?
Did you want to ask a question tonight, Nick?
I don't know. I feel very at peace right now. Like I think I'm tuning in a lot to the energies and what's happening energetically and vibrationally, and I feel a little bit at peace. If there was a question, I wouldn't know what it would be.
And we have another live call here. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi from Sedona.
Welcome to
hi.
You,
Raiden. Hello.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Terry.
My sister, she wanted me to ask the question.
If there was something that they would like to tell me, then I'd be open to that. Maybe we could just leave it as an open question for them if there's some guidance or something that they could possibly have for me, if you want to.
Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Guten Abend. This is Regina.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend, Fräulein.
Guten Abend.
Ja, ich willkommen dich.
Hello.
Hello.
My sister, she wanted to know about languages and why everybody speaks different languages.
Why they do?
Oh.
Yes. Why they speak different languages. We all speak different languages.
Now, why don't we ask the question about what really happens at the Tower of Babel?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the Tower of Babel. You know, was there a real one?
That's interesting.
You're supposed to tell us, Terry.
Well, me, I have no idea. I have no idea.
I don't know if everybody spoke the same language and then something happened.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not.
That's an interesting question.
It sounds like an Anunnaki thing. Let us confuse our languages.
Well, I know that the Elohim could speak any language. I mean, they were speaking Turkish one day, but I didn't know what they were saying through me. It's like they have a lot of capabilities. I can't go there.
What is the participant pin for tonight? Anybody know?
Would this call be that?
897-6-7-6 pound.
Say that again.
897-6-7-6 pound.
Don't forget the pound, Lynn.
897-676 pounds. Got it.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art, Hampton, Virginia.
Hello,
hi,
Dr. Art. Good evening.
Hello,
Dr. Art.
Hey.
Hello, Dr. Art.
Hey.
And
always
I
good to have a doctor around.
Yeah. The doctor needs to get well. That's the problem going on here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, is that Bonnie?
That was Phyllis.
Oh, hi, Phyllis. Okay.
Yeah, Phyllis.
Hi,
Phyllis.
Hi.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hey, Phyllis.
Okay.
Swim. Mm. Hello, everybody on BBS.
Good evening. Welcome to this conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is David Wilkes from Livermore, California with Valerie.
Hi, Dave and Valerie. Good evening.
Hi,
welcome.
Hi, Dave and Valerie.
Dave and Valerie.
I got the code. Wim just told me the code, and I got on.
Hi.
Don't forget to decode yourself. Someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Dharmananda.
Hello, Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Welcome.
Hey,
hi, Dharmananda.
Dharmananda.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
I forgot it was Wednesday, and then the time on my computer said 5:30, and then I went on Google, and I just said, what time is that? And they told me it was 6, and I was like, oh, shoot.
Oh, we changed our clock this weekend.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That's good information to know.
I don't have to change mine because I didn't change it before, so it evens out.
Saturday night.
Arizona doesn't change, but we have to change.
I heard
so you can sleep in an extra hour Sunday, Terry.
Yeah. So they get up early. I like to get up early and get a good breakfast.
All right. It's a good start of the day, usually.
Yeah.
Huevos Rancheros. I still don't know what Huevos Rancheros are.
Oh, they're really good.
That's eggs and pico de gallo. with probably some sour cream and
A ranchero is a rancher.
Keeps him going all day. Yeah, keeps him going all day.
All right, Wynn, I just sent you one through, Wynn, a question, if you've got time or space for it.
Okay.
All right.
And if you could ask, like, the language question, I'd really appreciate that.
I already got it in.
Okay, thank you.
I think we should get started.
Hi, Lauren.
All right. Hello, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. What's up, Lauren?
Hey, Lauren.
Ben, are you ready?
What's behind? I'm like Terry. I'm never ready.
I'm ready.
Beautiful.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is October 30th, 2019. And is today the day before Halloween?
It is.
Is it?
Oh. It is. We've never had kids come to our house. I don't know. I don't buy candy anymore. Now they'll start coming.
Well, you know why they don't come?
Why?
The neighbors think you're a witch.
No, they don't. They don't. They don't think that.
No, I know.
Vin, you got my question?
Yes, I got it. Okay. I mean, Eddie's question. Eddie's question.
Yes.
How old is Eddie?
16.
16. Is he just waking up to girls, or is he?
He's going on for a bit.
What's that?
That has been going on for a bit.
Yeah.
Some going on for a bit.
Mm-hmm. He joined last night in the Whole Planet Healing Call also.
Uh-huh. Did he like it?
Yeah, I think so. It said it was interesting.
Is he listening right now?
No, he's not. He's nearby, though.
Well, tell him we said hello.
Okay.
Yeah. So, tell him I'm still 16. It's just my body got older. Nick, I got your question. And here's a question. Are we still unmuted, Harris?
We are muted.
We're muted. Okay. Did Eric check in?
I have not heard of him.
I know that we have an Eric. We got a question today.
He might be here.
I don't know if it's the same Eric. I think it is. Eric in New York?
Let's see.
Unmuted.
Eric, are you here?
Okay.
Can that question?
Is that Eric?
Oh, Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, I got your question.
Okay.
I did. And that's actually a fairly good question. You know what? If you ask questions all day, okay, I think we got all the questions for tonight.
Muted.
Are we recording now? I can't remember.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I said the date. You know what? If you notice, if you're listening to us and you're new, this is kind of a seat of the pants show. And amazing things happen here. But it's not because of being entertained. There are subtle energies on the call, and my job is to um, just kind of be neutral. The more neutral we are, the easier it is to feel the energies on the call. And why do we feel energies on the call? It's because what we believe, see, you can't scientifically prove this, but there's so much anecdotal evidence that this is true. But everyone has to, how would I say it? Come to it for themselves. This is not about believing something. This is not, you know, a lot of things in this realm are about believing something. And believe in a certain religion, believe in a certain political point of view, believe in health food, or I say, if you go to health food, there's a lot of evidence that certain healthy supplements can be good for you. And one of the problems with believing in the news, which is what a lot of people do, is that, and when I tell you this, should you believe this? No, but I'll tell you anyway. News is very much manipulated and controlled to control your beliefs. And I'm sure of that. And probably most of you that are on this call know that as well. And there's even totally manipulated news that, hang on a second here, is designed to look like it's something that you believe in, but it's not. It's designed that way because belief can lead you astray, okay? Even emotions can lead you astray. Somebody asked a question about emotion. I'll bet you everyone here has had the experience of emotions leading them astray. And emotions are a beautiful way of connecting your energies to another person, not necessarily at the highest vibrations, but in a lower level of vibration. And it's not bad, although it feels really good when you have an emotional connection. A positive, I guess not all emotions are positive, but a positive emotional connection. It feels good, you feel connected, and probably most people fall in love because of an emotional connection. And it's not bad. It's like part of your experience level. The thing that I believe at this point, I'm pretty sure this is true, is that everyone is on a spiritual path, whether they know it or not.
Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press *6.
Oh, well, we have a Q&A session. Who did that? Hi. Let me get rid of this Q&A session here.
Eva, did it hold on purpose, at least?
Pardon me?
In case I did it, this was not on purpose.
Well, that's okay. Everyone does it. Did you get rid of it?
I'm checking. I don't know how to get rid of it at this point.
Yeah, you get rid of it. It's on the mute tab. And Q&A is one of the
Oh, Q&A session is over.
Yeah, now, sometime I'm going to have to study this and figure out what a Q&A session is. Okay, so Terry is a channel. That means she can bring through voices and intelligences from other dimensions. Our universe is one complicated place. If you look at planet Earth, and you look at all the different cultures and religions and races and consciousnesses, then you look at the total universe, and it's like probably, I'll pick something out of a hat, it's probably at least a million times more complex than Earth. Because there's planets, there's, you know, each planet probably has its own sub-races, and there's deceased people, there's astral planes. So it's very complex. But at the very top end of the universe, there's an intelligence that explains themselves to be a group soul. And in 2002, they started talking to me. In fact, they chased me down over two consecutive women. And Terry is one of them. And she has done one amazing job in this realm for bringing through these messages. And, you know, they always say, and I always say, don't believe anything they say, just take it into consideration. And if they tell you to do something, try it, and if it works for you, it's yours. And if it doesn't, forget it. But those of us on this line know that their counsel, not counsel, is pretty good. So we're going to start. I got my questions all lined up here. And I think I do. Over here. Thank you all for asking the question. And we do a little ritual of protection, or not ritual, but what do you call it, Hive?
Invocation.
An invocation, right? And because when we go up very high, we can attract negative things in lower levels, and we just want to keep them out. We want to keep our energy really strong. So
your sound is going in and out a little bit, Gwyn.
It is. Sometimes you know. I wonder if any, Terry, how does my sound sound to you?
A little faint, but it's not bad. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty close to the microphone. I can't move it any closer.
I can tell it's not, that's not it. It's kind of like fading in and out a little bit. It's in the technology.
It's in the technology, the internet stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the phone stuff. Well, I don't know what to do.
Well, we can hear you well, especially if Teddy is not no problem. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. The Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of our planet, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls.
And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Fra'an. We are an aspect of the Elohim group and an aspect of the Ra group. Then we are a part of group souls, which don't have bodies. We don't have a body. We have an energy form that can move in space in all directions and can come to your plane and can be able to sense. Even though we don't have a body, we do have senses and are able to participate in energies that we sense occurring. And we like to assist wherever we can when it is for the highest good and when the involved people have the intention to work for the highest good and to the language is so limited as it contains the highest good of a being is multidimensional and is consisting of many different vibrational inputs that have come together to express themselves in a form. Now, form doesn't necessarily mean a physical body, but it can mean a metal body. It can be a body, a soul body. And if we ever see anything that doesn't make sense to you or resonate with you, then you can disregard it as it does not apply to you at that time. So do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And the first question is from Don Herman. He's been patiently asking this, and it's actually not a bad question. But there's things that I'm going to ask in addition to his question for clarification. Is there any advantage to thinking with your heart instead of your head? Are thoughts from your heart more likely to manifest, especially if you use your imagination or intention to focus your awareness in your heart chakra area? Thank you. And
thank you.
I wanted to ask you, could you explain from your point of view what is thinking with your heart?
Okay, we will change the direction of our answer here, except that we feel that our answer will answer that to some degree.
Well then just disregard my question, okay, and just go ahead.
When you think with your heart, it is putting forth your heartfelt intentions, your heartfelt thoughts, which tend to be more in resonance with your being than if you were saying a thought that came to your head but wasn't necessarily a part of your heartfelt thought, your heartfelt desire. So when you think with your heart, it puts forth a vibratory field, can be also in finer terms be addressed as a hologram, that can tend to bring the response to you. Whereas if you think with your head and it is not included in your heartfelt thought, which it can, a thought can be an intention, it can be a vibe that you put forth, and it can have more force coming from the area of your heart. We see the heart as a symbol for feeling, emotion, how a person really feels. Now, emotion, has been addressed earlier, is not necessarily something that can be heartfelt, because a person might get really mad, but in their heart of hearts, they wouldn't ordinarily be mad. So one has to distinguish between emotions and thoughts of the heart that are truly of the heart and being and soul of the individual.
Thank you. Next question is, can you share something about the Tower of Babel? Did that really exist? And what really caused it, whatever happened there, to happen?
There is a tarot card about a tower that when an emotion, a person gets too headstrong and too egoistic, too into themselves, they tend to overbalance their heart, you could say. They tend to overbalance true connection with others, as they're kind of leaving out others and putting themselves way above. So then things that are so out of balance tend to come tumbling down. And the Tower of Babel was a real tower was taken down in a strike against it. And the tower can be a symbol for a tower, that the tower card, that it becomes the tower, the person's structure, the person's ideas become too overbalanced and come down. Babel was a real, had a real tower that everybody felt like was really the place to be, was really it, the thing. And it created an object for an enemy to take down, and it came down. It was a real tower.
Was there a connection with the Anunnaki? In other words, if I was speculating here, most of the people
populations were under the auspices of the Anunnaki, and the Anunnaki had these spaceships. Was there an attempt to try to reach God through a tower, and that the Anunnaki, or one side of the Anunnaki, had something to do with its destruction?
The Anunnaki did a lot of destruction against there was more than one side to the Anunnaki. There was a side that wanted man to survive and man to grow and flourish and man to have children and procreate. And there was a side of the Anunnaki that felt that the humans should not survive. The humans should all be destroyed. They really did a lot of damage to life that was developing nicely in the Earth plane, and created a lot of destruction. There are in the Bhagavad Gita, there are stories from that time where there were space weapons that would wipe out and turn whole cities into seas of fire. And they could see a flood coming at one point and didn't do anything to stop it or notify anybody or protect anybody. They just were only for this one side of the Anunnaki was just for themselves, and the other side was proactive towards the survival of man, and man did survive. And then comes the question about the different languages. Why did people develop different languages? There were certain outposts that were created in Earth from different planetary systems, and they were not familiar with each other, and they had their own language that stemmed from their own origin. And there was another factor that some established cultures, as they grew and spread out to different areas, began to have different accents, began then to develop different words, like the southern are like you all, and the northern are more clipped, like Boston, Octica, and there were different factors that developed, and eventually some of those would develop into a different language that might be close to the other language that, well, for instance, the Slavic languages, some of them are very similar, and they use a similar alphabet as the people spread out. And over the ages, they begin to develop a little different language skill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Question from Eric in New York. I am experiencing a lot of emotional pain right now in my life from the romantic loneliness that I seem to be experiencing on a daily basis. I also feel that I am not reaching my fullest potential, as a lot of events in my past have harmed me and prevented me from moving forward into the future. How can I help myself resolve the pain of romantic sadness and depression while also trying to seek to fulfill my highest purpose on the planet and to serve others, Eric. And Eric, I want to congratulate you on asking a question that exposes so much of your vulnerability. And, you know, some years ago, I could have asked that very same question. And I was expressing myself as a romantic poet and songwriter, and on this quest to have the perfect love. And I could actually answer a lot of that from my own experience, but I'll turn it over to our sources, and I might make a comment.
Thank you. We honor you. This feeling, the desire that you have that is not fulfilled right now will bring you the king that you desire. It is a beautiful trait. It is wonderful. And there will be another that will see that in you and have a similar thing and be able to bond to that. So although it hasn't happened right now, then just let pain the surface. One thing about emotional pain, it really is there. It has its own kind of consciousness. And that consciousness needs expression, which you are doing by asking your question. To express it, then, like as Wynn did, to sing a song about a heartbreak, or to put it forth in a poem, it is expressing that emotional pain. And it is something, as it is expressed, it is worked through. And just the fact of you having it, the source of you wishing that to be fulfilled in your life with the romance of to come into your life, just the desire being there will be attractive to someone who has a similar need and a desire. And so just you could write it in a poem, you could write it in a song, as Wynn has done. And just tell it to the world, tell it to the universe, just tell it to the night sky, tell it to the moon. You know, that this is what I yearn for. And it will help to congeal it and bring it to you.
Just a couple comments from my own experience, very quick comments. Romantic love doesn't usually sustain. On the deepest level, we're all looking to get the reflection of God back to us from another person. And that's more than romantic love. Romantic love, I remember years ago I had the experience of romantic love, and I wanted so much for this to work. And when we broke up, I was devastated for 6 months. I couldn't face the world. But in any case, don't be afraid to have an experience, because even though that didn't work, eventually I learned to take the hurt and say, you know, I learned so much about myself to have that much love for another person. And Little Prince, his little book, said one of the most wisest things about relationships, which was, love is not just looking at each other, it's looking in the same direction. And you need a common purpose, whether it's to raise a family, whether it's to raise a spiritual group, whether it's just to create a home that's comfortable and have friends. That, but it's kind of like you have to, it's hard to make it happen by wanting it to happen. But you can make it happen by visualizing it to happen. That's different. Let me ask another question here. And this is from Heise's son, Eddie. He would like to understand the concept of emotions. Could you share some information on this?
Thank you. Emotions tend to be ranked so that a person can say, let's jump in at grief, and somebody is really, really sad, and then the next step up, or the they go in ranks or in gradients, so that the thing above grief is fear, and it goes both ways. Like if a person fears something, like they might fear they're going to lose something, like when your house was in danger of burning down, that maybe that would bring on some fear there, that then just to see the whole town burn down would be sad. So a person might go from fear to then they get the loss, and then they get into grief. And so the emotions can go from grief to fear, and then they start to be hostile about it, and then they start to be angry about it, and then they go through anger, and they get bored with the whole thing, and then they're bored, and then all of a sudden something brings in their attention, and they get cheerful. So you can move through different emotions, and emotions have a consciousness to them. So they shouldn't be like shoved under the rug, like I'm angry, and so, but I shouldn't be angry, therefore I'm going to pretend I'm not angry. So these things, if they're expressed, then you can get through them quicker. Like if a person shoves anger under the rug, they might tend to hold it and not get rid of it. But if they express what's going on, then they can move past it and move into the next emotion, and maybe get bored, or and then get cheerful. They can go up and down the scale if they just let it go and learn ways to express it. Expressing it is one of the keys to getting through it. So other people can understand, and you get better at language too, so you find ways to express what is going on. That's a little bit about emotion.
Thank you. We could talk about that for a long time. But I remember hearing one time, if you don't express your anger, it doesn't mean to go around yelling at people. I mean, surfacing it, you yell into a pillow, just experiencing your anger. If you don't express it, the energy backs up and it turns into depression. And I think that's true. So, you know, we have time for one more question. Nick, we're not getting to your question. David, your question is too long for tonight anyway. And one of the things, David, is I'm kind of reluctant to ask questions about the negative stuff, which I know is very real. And the problem is that when we ask questions about it, particularly for Terry, it brings the energy of that in, and sometimes that's not good. Plus, if we expose it, it brings, you know, it's, and we're right, then we can really be in trouble, okay? So our purpose is to bring in energies that's above all of that, and hopefully make everything shift. Now, here's Dharmananda's question, last question for the night. Is our planet a very special place in the universe? Is this why we are being visited by aliens?
We see there are many planets, and to that degree, it is not special. However, within the solar system, and it is very, it is green, and it has many species of life on it that many planets do not have. So in that way, it is special. We see also different alien worlds that are very different, which each one thinks they are special. And, is it being visited because of this? There, in the solar system, there are transportation routes that go from place to place, and Earth has been off limits for a long time as a place to send some criminal factors, even. To put them on the edge of the planetary of the solar system, we take that back of the galaxy. The Earth is on the edge of the galaxy, and so it has been a place to isolate people, and it has been off the planetary visiting route for quite a long time, so they do not have, this is one of the depots that everybody knows about, that spaceships stop, but it is visited. Not much of the UFOs that you may see in the sky are developed within the military and are just not known, as the technology is way ahead of what you know within your world exists. That's a little bit about it.
Okay, thank you. You know what? We got to go to Whole Planet Healing, 7 o'clock. We may be off of BBS already. I don't know. But thank you all who submitted questions. Thank you to our sources. And, source, you can
join us energetically on our next call.
We do. Yes.
I know you do.
Thank you so much.
And regards to Eddie.
Thank you. All right.
Unmuted.
Thank you, everyone. Love to you all. Blessings to you.
Thank
all.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.